The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're not thinking of going stateside soon, are you?
No, thankfully. I think that would definitely put me off.
Now, we are looking at some new motors for the 252 reg period, and we're starting with the Hyundai Ioniq 9, and 9 suggests big.
It is big. Now, last week we looked at the deals that were on offer and we mentioned this car briefly. Yeah, if you're in the market for a 7-seater all-electric, a year ago, there really wasn't that many options. We now have the Volvo EX90, we have the Kia EV9, and now the Hyundai Ioniq 9. So a 7-seater, promising a range of up to 620, depending obviously on what you buy. Irish price is 78,495. So it's not cheap, Pat, but look, neither are the competitors.
Any 7-seater is not
cheap. And no
7-seater
is cheap. Yes.
Now, something I've seen a lot of advertising at the moment is the Ford Puma Gen E.
Yeah, so this is an electric version of the Ford Puma. Now, I have to say, the Ford Puma was probably the first Ford I drove in a long time that I thought, wow, this is lovely. This is a really nice car. Been very, very successful for them. Now they've tried to translate that kind of petrol spirit into their electric
version.
Does it work? Yeah, it's a really, really nice car. Again, it's more fun to drive probably than most electric cars. It's not the most practical. It doesn't have the longest range. So if you buy it, it's more fun to drive. Now, having said that, in terms of practicality, actually, it's 574 of a boot. So that's not bad. It's just passenger space inside isn't great. But it starts at 32,916. Definitely one for people who prioritise driving over everything else.
And they promise maybe 376 kilometres of range, but that obviously in real life can
be
different.
We know what that means.
The Audi A6, and there's an e-tron version of that now.
Yeah, this is interesting. You might remember, Pat, Audi had said that all of their even-numbered cars would be electric and all of their odd would be ICE. They've obviously gone back on that now. This Audi A6 is available as a saloon and an estate, and it's also available in petrol, diesel, electric and hybrid. The electric version, not a huge amount of choice in terms of electric estates, so it's good to see that. Competes with the likes of the BMW i5 Touring and the i7 Tour. Really nice car. Again, 76,600, so not cheap in the 70s, you know, the late 70s. Range of up to, where is it? I have it here somewhere because it's quite a long. Yeah, 745, depending
That's
on the version.
Good.
Yeah. So again, it comes in various different sizes. So that would determine it. The only thing about it, I had it a few weeks ago. It comes with those optional digital mirrors. I don't know if you've tried them.
No.
They're incredibly annoying. Why anybody thought it was a good idea to replace just regular mirrors with a screen. So they're small little screens and it's actually quite difficult to determine what's actually happening.
It's something else to go wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a waste of time. So if you can buy it without the optional mirrors, then it's a good idea.
Now, the Kia EV4, priced between 40 and 45,000.
That's an estimate now because that's not coming till the end of the year, but roughly that's probably where it's going to be. It's based very closely on the EV3. EV3 is a really good electric car. So you're talking about the same platform. Batteries and electric, except it's coming in as a hatch and a saloon. So that's interesting. Again, though, it's later in the year.
Let's go upmarket again and a Mercedes-Benz CLA EV.
Yeah, if you want a really long range now, they're promising 792 kilometres range.
Okay, and this is a coupe.
Yes. Now, it will be available as a hybrid as well. Again, it's late 2025 before this comes in. Q3 2025. Price-wise, again, estimated kind of mid-50s, I would imagine. So, but again, it's huge amounts of efficiency, tech inside. It's, you know, it's Mercedes usual setting new standards in the EV market.
A name from the past, back again, the Opel Frontera.
Yes, but a new car. This will be here in September and it's promising to be a budget-friendly SUV. It'll be available as a hybrid or an electric. Again, we don't have a price for it. Looking at sort of 29,000 is the estimate for it. 5 seats, 460-litre boot. So that should be a very successful car for them.
A new MG, the S5.
Yeah, this has replaced the ZS EV. It's available at the moment. Two battery options, up to 480 kilometres. Again, price-wise, 29,995. So from MG, that's what you're expecting is really good value. And that is, it's very, very well priced.
The Skoda Enyaq was a great success because it was one of those, the family, if you like, the VW family. It's had a facelift.
Yeah, they tweaked this recently enough so it isn't a huge facelift. So if you had a relatively new version, you probably won't see a huge amount of difference. Again, it comes in a range of batteries, longer range this time. It's been a very, very successful car. The range is up to 574. You know, it's one of the most popular EVs at the moment.
Now, we should mention the daddy of them all, the Nissan Leaf.
The Nissan Leaf, yes. Now, this is not a 252 car, but there will be orders taken for the new one in autumn. It'll be available in spring 2026. It has been completely revamped. Looks totally different from what it did. It's now got a crossover design. There are two batteries. The big news is there will be up to 600 kilometres in range.
Yeah. So it started out in life with maybe 60 miles or something in the battery, but now it's right up to date with a huge range. BYD doing well in the Irish market, we're told.
They are. They're doing very well, and they have a C-Line 7 at the moment, a flagship electric SUV. This is very much a performance SUV. Priced from 45,435, which is very much in keeping with the kind of rivals that this car competes with. I just literally left it back this week. Very, very nice to drive, very well equipped inside. I think this will do quite well for
now. Tell me about the Renault 4 E-Tech, because the old Renault 4, it was an eccentric kind of a car. It had the gear stick sticking out of the front dash. What's the new one like?
It doesn't have a gear stick. That's the bad news.
Of course, yeah.
It was a hugely popular car. I think it was the fourth best selling car of all time. That'll just show you. Now, this is very closely related to the Renault 5, and the Renault 5 is a fabulous new electric car. This is coming in September. Again, we don't know what price it'll be. I think the estimate is that it'll be under 30. It rivals the likes of the Fiat 600. Again, it'll obviously rival the Fiat 5. It's slightly bigger than, the Renault 5. It's slightly bigger than the Renault 5. As I said, it'll be here in September. Orders are open at the moment. Two battery sizes, up to 409 kilometres in range.
Now, another name associated with Renault is the Alpine or Alpine.
Yes, and then what they have just launched is basically a hot hatch version of the
Renault 5.
Of the Renault 5, yes. Now I've lost my notes on it.
Yeah. It's got a Formula One style steering wheel, and it's got an overtake button. It's got Alpine telemetrics. It's got all sorts of fun things.
It does, and it looks quite different as well. Even though, I mean, you can still see the Renault 5, you know, look. There's nice details on it. It's a lot more expensive, though. It's 36,690. But definitely, in terms of an electric hot hatch, it's one to think about.
Now, did you make your way up to Donegal for the Donegal Rally?
No, I didn't.
I believe it was a massive a success as usual.
You know. Always is, though.
Yeah, probably not an electric car in sight, I would suspect. One for the petrol heads entirely. All right, Gerard, thank you very much for joining us. Gerard Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.